Brothers and sisters, I'm happy to be with you and to see as many out as there are. And if you'll pardon me a moment, I seem to have a little difficulty that doesn't want to go away, but I guess we all have to put up with those things. I want to use the scripture found in the 11th chapter of Matthew, starting with the 28th verse. It's something we all know. Nothing new, and I don't intend to bring anything new, but I intend that I remind us, because I have to be reminded as well as my brothers and sisters, that we have an obligation before our Heavenly Father and before our fellow men, because they look unto us as members of the church of Christ. And if we are members truly of the church of Christ, we are expected to let the light shine from us in our everyday walk and conversation among men. And I wonder sometimes, did Jesus ever joke? Did we ever joke? Yes. I don't suppose there's anybody here who hasn't joked a little bit. If you haven't, I congratulate you. But Jesus didn't joke. So I want to read, starting with the 28th verse of the 11th chapter, only two verses, and we all know them, we've heard them over and over, but we need to hear them yet over. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's see, wait a minute, did I skip there? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Yet left pie out of the doubt, didn't I? And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We know that already. But we must be reminded, don't we? We, in our everyday walk, and mingle and mix with the world, we have a tendency to be pulled away just a little. It won't hurt just a little, but it does hurt. Because if I can be pulled off just a little bit, then maybe it's a little bit easier to pull off a little further. And then the first thing I know, before I'm aware of it, I'm pulled completely off. I often wonder about the responsibilities that we neglect and have to be reminded from time to time that God has given us a special responsibility that we might let that light shine to those with whom we come in contact from day to day, that they might be brought closer to our Heavenly Father. Do we, in our everyday association with those around us of the world, get careless? Well, I'll admit that I'm ashamed to say that I've gotten careless a few times. And it didn't accomplish the purpose that I've espoused. We need to be always alert and think of the responsibility which God has called us to assume and which we have accepted, those of us who have decided that we will serve God and have gone down into the waters of baptism, that we have an obligation to our fellow men. And when I say fellow men, I don't mean just men. I mean fellow mankind, female as well as male. They look to us for example. And do we see it 100% of the time? Or do we let down the gap a little bit and say some things that our Heavenly Father would not be happy with us saying? Or do we sometimes decide, oh, well, it won't hurt to do this or that? Any time that I let down the gap and do something that I should not do, that God is not pleased with, or maybe just a little bit shady, I am setting an example before my fellow man, an example of shame. I have taken upon me the name of Christ, and I'm expected to do what He would have me do. But I'm human. Is that an excuse? That's the excuse we hear, isn't it? I'm human. That's the excuse we use for ourselves when we want to do something we shouldn't. And when we come into the family of Christ by taking upon us His name and being baptized, born again, we make ourselves responsible for the things that we do, for the things which we say, and for what we really are. And I think that from time to time we need to be reminded of these things in order that we might grow in grace and in Jesus Christ. Because he called you and me unto perfection. Perfection. What is that? It means exactly what it says. And there's been a few times that your humble speaker has slipped. I had to repent. When I slipped, it hurt inside. Up here and down here too. And I had to renew myself that I was not going to repeat it. But there have been times when I slipped on that too. But Christ has called you and me to perfection. Perfection. That's our goal, and that's what God expects of you and me. Now, I'm not sitting up here or standing up here to be a judge of you or inspect you. My job is to remind you of the responsibility that we all have. This is the guy I have to inspect, and I have to do it every day, and I have to do it several times a day. And I have no way of inspecting you. I may form a judgment in my mind when I see you do something. But you also, in seeing me do something, form some kind of a, should I say, judgment upon me. It becomes my responsibility to make this boy do the straight and narrow. And that's the responsibility of each of us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Do we have burdens? There isn't a one of us in this room who has a burden, but what has a burden? Somewhere, somehow. How do I know? Because we're human. You know, I'm glad that the Lord put it into my heart when I was a very young man. I was so young, I was still in high school. Excuse me. I had the opportunity to take training in high school to become a school teacher. And I had a brother that was, and he gave me the idea, and I decided, well, I'd like to do that too. So I did. And when I got in front of a whole group of boys and girls, from age 6 to age 14, all in one room, I had a job. And I realized that those young people were watching everything that I did and everything that I said. and that I was making an impression on those young people. And it was a pretty heavy burden to bear, to think that I had to watch everything I did and everything I said. Well, we had a very happy time. There came a time when an event was going to take place. I believe it was a corn husking contest. And I, having grown up on a farm, was quite anxious that my students should get an opportunity to watch this corn husking contest. So I took them. We had a great time. And I used the opportunities that we saw at that event to bring to their minds and understandings the responsibilities that we have in life. And I hope that I was able to leave a few words with them that have helped them over some of the problems that they have during life. I didn't have an opportunity to follow them later in life. But you know, the things that we do and the things that we say have a great effect upon our fellow men. And we have to be careful that those things will lead them closer to God and not lead them off on their own path. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Those are interesting words, aren't they? I know I jumped around in that verse. But we need to watch ourselves that we give the right impression to those who are watching us and looking upon us as leadership. I often think of the many experiences that I've had of those who have gone before me and have set examples, some good and some bad. And I wonder sometimes if I slip and let something show up that shouldn't be followed. I think we all need to watch. I'm not accusing anyone of doing that, but I'm saying it's a human nature that we sometimes slip. And we need to watch ourselves carefully that we let the right example go to those who are looking to us as leaders. I'd like to find another reading here that I don't see. In the 24th verse of the 16th chapter, if you have your Bibles and want to follow me, we find another statement that Jesus made. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Do we? For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. That's what Jesus said unto his disciples. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? We hope to see the Son of God coming in his kingdom. And I think, according to the indications, that we're approaching that time. Are we ready for it? Are we ready for the coming of Christ at any moment? We must be. We know not the hour, neither the day, when he shall come. And he says, When I come, will I find any faith on the earth? And when we look around us today, how many people do we associate with in the world that really have faith in Christ? It's evident that you have faith in Christ, or you wouldn't be here tonight. And that makes me happy. Do you have evidence that there is a Christ? Yes, I know that several of you do. I hope each and every one of you do. Because he's true. I think back over my life and the many things that have taken place which have caused me to rejoice. Things that I've seen the hand of God, no doubt, that has saved my life. I was in the service of our country. And I saw some things happen. And they were right in, very, very close. But I was protected. And I'm grateful. God is true. His hand is there. And I hope that we can hold out faithful to the end, for we have an enemy who desires to drag us down with him, because he knows what's going to happen. We find in the scriptures, and I haven't heard this very often from the pulpit, and I think it ought to be said a good many times, his power drew one-third. There's three, and here's one. One-third of the host of heaven and cast them into the earth. Where are you? Where'd you come from? You came from heaven. But you were cast into the earth. That give you a jolt? Yes. Christ came down to redeem us. What does that mean? Bring us back. Are we going back? Do we want to go back? If we want to go back, the way's open. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. So Jesus said, and then we have to keep his commandments until the end of our probation here. He said, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. And you know, I have to watch Nicholas all his waking hours. And he's getting, well, it's almost a century. Now, he's been tested. Excuse me. And he's still tested. We all are tested. That's why we're here. To prove ourselves that we will serve our Heavenly Father. And for that service, receive eternal life in heaven. Now, as I get older, I realize that that time of my departure is getting close. And the question is, I have to ask myself, are you ready? Are you ready? And you know, each one of us need to ask ourselves that question, because we don't know how long the Lord's going to leave us here to make our decisions whether or not we will find ourselves on his side. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, that doesn't mean that we just have to quit. No. But rest from the problems, rest from the burdens that we have upon us. Brothers and sisters, we need to pray one for another. It helps me for you to pray for me, and I hope it helps you for me to pray for you. My prayer is daily for each of God's children, that we may hold out faithful to the end in all the things that we have to face. And we all have problems to face. There isn't a one of us here but what has problems to face. We have temptations placed before us continually, and we have to know whether or not to resist them or accept them. Now, some of the temptations are all right. Some of the temptations will have an adverse effect upon our lives. Some of the temptations will destroy us. But let us hold out faithful. Brothers and sisters, I hope that I have been able to say something to help us to think about, consider in the days that are before us, not just while we're here, but every waking hour of our lives, that we might prepare ourselves that when the time comes that we have to leave this earth and come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, that we might have a joyful entrance into His kingdom. Pray for me. My prayers are for each of you. Now, I don't say that I call each one of your names, no. But you're part of God's family. And my prayer daily is that God may give each one of us the strength and the courage and the determination to fight on and to hold on to that rod of iron right there, His Word. Because His Word, if we keep it, will bring us into His glory. Thank you.